Welcome to the Sports Report for Friday, September 20th. I'm Mark Daniels. Week 3 of the National Football League season as the Packers back out on the road for the second time this year as Mike McCarthy leads the boys into Paul Brown Stadium in Cincinnati to take on the Bengals.
Well, we've been to this stadium before. You know, we've been in the locker room. It's going to be a great crowd. We're hoping for a lot of Packer fans there. But it's a neat place to play. I mean, they create a very good game day environment, and this will be a big challenge for us.
Both teams 1-1 on the young season. Cincinnati head coach Marvin Lewis believes this is another early season litmus test.
We will know what kind of football team we have after the first 5 weeks of the season, because we're playing great football teams. So we will set our jaw, and we'll know where we are. And we got to strap it up and put an extra chin strap in your locker and let's go.
Week 3 kicked off Thursday night in Philadelphia, where the Eagles hosted the Kansas City Chiefs and the return of former Eagles coach Andy Reid. 14 years in Philadelphia, and he has the Chiefs playing well, winning 26-16. Eagles committed 5 turnovers. Eric Berry with an interception return for a touchdown. Jamal Charles ran for 92 yards and a score. Michael Vick threw 2 picks, also lost a fumble. LeSean McCoy, 158 yards and a touchdown. Down, but not enough. Reed, a triumphant return to the city of brotherly love.
Coming back, I really didn't think much about it till the game was over. It was great to see the guys, the players, they're here, and had a chance to talk to a couple of them after the game. So I don't know. It's all kind of settling in right now, I guess. I'm not sure exactly how I feel, other than I'm glad we won the game.
The Eagles fall to 1-2 with the loss. In college football, fourth-ranked Clemson defeated North Carolina State Thursday night 26-14. The Wisconsin Badgers open up Big Ten play on Saturday, hosting the Purdue Boilermakers. Wisconsin has won 7 straight in the series, the last 4 by an average of over 30 points a game. Here's Wisconsin quarterback Joel Stave.
You know, it's not necessarily what happened in the years past. We're focused on what we have to do this year, you know, and obviously we do want to continue that streak because we want to play hard and compete hard and come out, you know, with a win. But to do that, we have to prepare well and we have to play well.
Game kicks off at 2:30 Saturday afternoon at Camber Randall Stadium. St. Norbert College has its home opener in the Midwest Conference, hosting Ripon at Schneider Stadium at 1 o'clock. Indoor football, the Green Bay Blizzard have announced that they have new principal owners. Larry and Kathy Trinkler, who own Baytech Games in Pulaski, have bought the majority share. Former Packer Amon Green and Art Clarkson, the general manager, remain minority owners of the Blizzard, who will play another season in the Indoor Football League. Milwaukee Brewers finishing up a 4-game series with the Chicago Cubs, going for a sweep at Miller Park, but it doesn't happen. Cubs win by a score of 5-1. Jake Arrieta getting the win, going 7 innings, allowing only 3 hits. Carlos Gomez with a solo home run in the 7th, made for a quiet offensive day for manager Ron Renicki.
We didn't have many chances to do much off, and we did square up some balls. We squared up 5 balls or so that were right at people, but we didn't do much damage.
Kyle Loesch taking the loss. He's now 10-10. He went 5 innings, giving up 7 hits, 3 runs, 2 of them on solo home runs. But Loesch said he got on home plate umpire Chad Fairchild's bad side.
Not a whole lot of it was me. You know, when you got an umpire that says that your grumpy face is going to cost you strikes, you know, you got issues. So, you know, I wasn't as consistent as I want to be, but you know, I made a lot of really good pitches, and I guess I looked funny out there and wasn't going to get the calls.
Brewers open up their final home series of the season at Miller Park, taking on the St. Louis Cardinals Friday night. Johnny Helwig will face Shelby Miller. Cardinals lead in the NL Central down to a game. They fall to the Colorado Rockies 7-6 in 15 innings. Corey Dickerson with a game-winning RBI triple. And the Pirates close the gap with a 10-1 victory over San Diego. Garrett Cole with 12 strikeouts in 6 innings of work. The Los Angeles Dodgers become the first team to clinch a division title, capture the National League West with a 7-6 comeback from behind victory over the Arizona Diamondbacks. Hanley Ramirez with a couple of home runs, helping deliver the division title for manager Don Mattingly.
It feels good. It really does. I'm a guy that doesn't show a lot of emotion, and I really kind of try to keep it even. But this is a great accomplishment for these guys.
San Francisco Giants beat the New York Mets 2-1. It was the Washington Nationals getting a three-run home run from Bryce Harper in the first, making it stand up with a 3-2 victory over the Miami Marlins. In the American League, the Cleveland Indians beat the Houston Astros 2-1 in 11 innings. Matt Carson with the game-winning single. Indians now only a half game behind Tampa Bay for the second wild card as the Rays lost to the Texas Rangers, who control the number one wild card spot, 8-2, the final in that one. The Detroit Tigers beat the Seattle Mariners 5-4. It was Toronto 6, the Yankees 2, Adam Lind with a three-run home run. Boston clinches at least a playoff spot by beating Baltimore 3-1. John Lackey took a no-hitter into the seventh, and Oakland reduced its magic number in the AL West to 4 with an 8-6 victory over the Minnesota Twins. The Tour Championship underway. The FedEx Cup Playoffs Final Tournament at East Lake outside Atlanta. Henrik Stenson shoots a 6-under 64 for the first-round lead. Adam Scott, the Masters champ, one stroke back. Steve Stricker and Billy Horschel, two back at 4-under par. Tiger Woods shoots 3-over 73, the only player in the field without a birdie on the opening round. And there's your sports report. I'm Mark Daniels.